Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे प्रभुपाद Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Jaya Jaya Dev. Sai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Sai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 1, Text Number 9. Sa eka chhatram prithvim anulanghita shasanaha shasishyati mahapadmo dvitiya iva bhargavaha स एकत छत्राम पृथ्वीम अनुलंघित शासनः शाशिष्यति महापद्मो द्वितीय इव भार्गवः स एकत छत्राम पृथ्वीम अनुलंघित शासनः शासिष्यति महापद्मो द्वितीया इव भार्गवः स एकछत्राम् पृथ्वीम् अनुलङ्घित शासनः शति महापद्मो द्वितीया इव भार्गवः स एक शत्राम पृथ्वीम अनुलंघित शासन शाशिष्यति महापद्म द्वितीया इव भार्गव स एक शत्राम पृथ्वीम अनुलंघित शासन महाशिष्यति महापद्मो वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग सह ही नंद एक छत्राम अंडर अ सिंगल लीडरशिप पृथ्वीम द एंटायर अर्थ अनुलंघित अनडिफाइड शासन हिज रूलरशिप Shashishyati, he will have sovereignty over Mahapadmaha, the Lord of Mahapadma, Dvitiyaha, a second, Eva, as if, Bhargavaha, Parshuram. Translation and purport, that Lord of Mahapadma, King Nanda, will rule over the entire earth just like a second Parshuram. And no one will challenge his authority. In the 8th verse of this chapter, it was mentioned that King Nanda would destroy the remnants of Kshatriya order. Therefore he is here compared to Lord Parashuram, who annihilated the Kshatriya class 21 times in a previous age. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतः पदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजात सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशितारिणे हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन ग्लोरीफाई द लॉर्ड And for my purification I'll speak. In the meantime, I can give you pleasure. So, this is 12th canto started. Till 11th canto, all the events which were happening, and the events which we are right now reading from this like 8 words, I feel like first time it is like something related to our lives which has been described. Just like if you see that previously the events were like the king had ruled for 36,000 years. Something like that. And then more prominent was that okay, they went for doing austerities for 10,000 years. So it's like we have no connection with so many thousands of years. But now just previous verse it has been described that these 10 kings of the Shishunaga dynasty will rule the earth for a total of 360 years. So if you take an average that is each individual may be ruling for 36 years. So it is like very related to our lives. Just like we see that Krishna yateka khela naral sarottama naralila tahara Naravapu Tahara Swarup. So Krishna has so many incarnations, they have wonderful pastimes. But as soon as we hear Krishna's pastime, it is just like it's special. So similarly, now it is very, like we don't have to go through another paradigm to understand what is going on. It is like, just like even in other yugas, there were many incidents where exceptionally, the royal orders have done cruel animosity to get the power and fame, I mean, the opulences. But that was not very rampant. So now we are seeing that, you know, the minister is killing his king and is putting his son on the throne and then his minister will do the same thing. And this is happening, this is like a sort of you see a trend. It is not a big deal to be irreligious, to acquire opulence, because it's just we have to show our power. So that is a Kali Yuga symptom, which is we have to see now this is a Kali Yuga where nobody will feel that what will happen if I do this in the future. Previously people would do out of ignorance and then they would repent. But right now people have no knowledge at all in what, I mean, of repentance and all. So few examples were there where people had an opportunity of having some good association where they got some feedback. Just like Dhritarashtra was also the same kind of person who wanted to kill his nephews for acquiring the kingdom. But he had Vidura by his side. Right? That he, at the end of, fag end of his life, he said, what are you doing? You are a Vyasdev Putra. Perfect your life now. So he actually did sufficient progress. Right? Even Diti wanted to kill Indra, her nephew, just because she wanted her sons to be kings. But Kashyapa was there to see that she wouldn't go to hell, in a sense, go to the on a irreligious path. In the sense, now what do we have right now? The people of this world have no access to such people. I mean, unless and until devotees go compassionately and tell them, and even them they reject, still they pursue to bring them out of this ignorance. It's very rare. Otherwise, I mean, the whole population is going to hell. So here, for a time being, we see Maharaj Nanda as a Parshuram. I mean, it has been described that Lord Parshuram just killed so many Kshatriyas for 21 times all over the world. Similarly, Nanda Maharaj, he killed all remaining Kshatriyas who were irreligious. But just next verse, next to this verse, it has been said, but he became irreligious because of, he also fell to power and opulence. And then Chanakya had to arrange something that the way he was been killed again. That means the symptom of Kali, first symptom of Kali we are going to discuss is the ignorance which is coming out of having a tremendous opulence and power, the post. We don't have that much pious credit or spiritual credit to digest and do something substantial welfare to the public for a long period of time. Which Nanda Maharaj might have a good intention, but later what has happened? That he failed to. So this is very prominent, and the Krishna, when he rescued all the kings from the Narakasura's prison, so the kings admit that actually we were so intoxicated, we wanted to conquer each king wanted to conquer the whole world. So they said that we were trying to become like an irreligious person, that's why we had been favored by you, so that we had been captured by Narakasura. Now we came onto the right platform. So there, Krishna instructs them that Shri Aishwarya Madha Unnaham Pasya Udmadakam Dranam. So Krishna says that actually I can see that human beings nowadays have a lack of self-restraint which is coming because of the over-opulence and power which creates the madness. And he gives a few examples. Hayhayo Nahusho Vena Ravano Narko Apare Srimadat Bhramshita Stanat Daiva Detya Nara Ishvara. Hayha means Kartivirya Arjuna, who actually harassed Jamadagni, and then Parshuram, because of him, killed so many Kshatriyas. Then, so specifically we'll mention Nahusha here, because so Nahusha is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, that when Indra killed Vritrasura, he was being attacked by the sinful reaction. So he has to run away, and then he goes to the Manasa Sarovar and takes shelter of the lotus birds, and take shelter of Lakshmiji, and their sinful reaction doesn't trouble him. So in that period of time, devatas, I mean all the Saptarishi and everyone, they put Nahusha, promoted him to Indra. So Nahusha is also, so Indra post is not normal post. You have to be very pious, very intelligent, very sober in the sense, what to do, what not to do, he has to understand very properly. So Nahusha is the father of Yayati, very great Yayati. So he, when he becomes Indra, after some time he actually proposes to the Shachi, who is the wife of previous Indra. So we can understand, ki first symptom is, Shrimadad Bhramshitaha Sthanad. He thought that now I have become Indra, everything, because Indra means the he's in his assembly, only he is glorified by everybody who is very great. We feel others are great, I mean, and they actually glorify Indra every day. So that goes into his head and he now thinks that why not enjoy this also. So Shachi plans in such a way that she convinces him that I will accept your proposal only when Saptarishis carry you in a palanquin and come to me. So now Nahusha could understand the plan, you know, this is a trap, because Saptarishi is a Brahmana who can, you know, in Bhagavatam we have seen many verses where people are saying, I don't fear hell or anything, any kind of sin, but offending Brahmanas, I fear that, isn't it? So Nahusha thinks, oh, that is the way, then I will do that. And he actually convinces Saptarishis actually carry him. But in a eager to meet and to fulfill his desire, because now nobody can have any obstacle in my sense enjoyment. So he sees that the palanquin is not running fast. So he sees our Agastya Rishi is going very slow. Because of his stature, he cannot walk fast. So he kicks his head and says, Sarpa, Sarpa. So Agastya Rishi becomes very angry, because Sarpa, you become Sarpa. And he actually curses him to Sarpa. So ignorance is, so the Sarpa Yuni is also the most ignorant the species. Kaliya, when he prays to Krishna, he says that by my sinful activities, we are actually in the most abominable uni of Sarpa, where we are more, so much envy is there. We cannot find anyone more envious than Sarpa. You know, we can kill without reason. So, that's what we say, Srimadat Bhramshita Sthana. So, by our own activities, he leaves what has been the promotion he has got, but he has misused that because of the power of opulence. It makes mad. So it is written that actually the intoxication one gets by the opulence and power has no other comparison whatsoever. Narad Muni confirms this. He says, basically he only says it in the case of Nalakubera and Manigrev. So he says that these people are acting in such a way that respectable personality is there and they are ignoring him and standing naked before him. That means this is the Nahi Anyo Jushato Joshyan. Jushato Joshyan means there are various facilities in which we can enjoy. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shribhir. These are four things. Either of these we have, we can enjoy. We can exploit in the sense of people. But in that, Nahi Anyo Jushato Joshyan Buddhi Bhramsho Rajoguna. So, out of this, something which can bring us in Rajoguna very fast and for a longer period of time and destroy our intelligence is Srimadad, the opulence. We see that nowadays even people of whichever caste they may be, or Janma they may be, whether they are looking nice or not, or whether they are well educated or not, but if they have money, they can have crores of followers, right? They have a power. Their words have power. Whatever they do, they have a power because of money, the opulence. Right? So, this is the first symptom which we have seen. So, Subhashit Mala, one verse it is said that Ayuktam Swamino Yuktam. So, Ayuktam, Swaminayuktam means something which is very inappropriate. But if it has a master, then it is, he can use it properly. Because he is a master. Yuktam nichasya dushanam. But if something is very degraded, misfit, I mean not approved, but it is with nicha, means low caste, I mean it is a person who doesn't know how to use it, it is a misfit for him. He can make, something which is appropriate, the operator is a nicha, then he can make a blunder out of it. Example is given that amrutam rahave mrutyu. The divine nectar actually killed Rahu because he was not an appropriate person for that. But whereas Visham, what happened? Shankara Bhushanam. The poison actually has become an ornament of Lord Shiva. So here Nahusha, for a timing he was a Swami from that post, but to maintain, he couldn't maintain that, and then he blundered. Similarly, we can see that many people had that opportunity, just like Duryodhan. If he would have accepted the proposal of Krishna, that okay, give half of the kingdom to Yudhishthira Maharaj, or give 5 villages, then actually he could have lived long life, very peaceful life, right? Because that kingdom was not his. The kingdom was Yudhishthira Maharaj. So somehow he just have to accept and take something which he hasn't. It's not his. But what he said, the point was, he wanted to usurp something which was not his property. It destroyed him and his whole vamsha, Kuru vamsha. So that is the powerful example. On the other hand, Yudhishthir, previously Dhritarashtra gives him Indraprastha, which is actually barren land. It's like a poison. There is nothing can be grown. But Yudhishthira Maharaj, by his power, he made it more prosperous than Hastinapur. So before battle of Kurukshetra, many people from Hastinapur started migrating to Indraprastha. They said, we want good king. So that is what we have to see, that the deservedness, I mean, one should deserve that. Otherwise, if you give a sword to somebody who cannot handle it, he will cut his own head with that. So that is what the thing happened. So this is the first thing which we can see from this verse. Kali actually is there wherever there is an opulence, but do not have a right character, right guidance. Like we had Vidura for Dhritarashtra, the Kashyapa for Aditi, will have a havoc. Second symptom here we see that, continuing from 11th canto, we have seen that Yadukul was destroyed by harsh speech. They used such a language with each other that they touched each other's core heart. And that's why they even didn't hesitate to chop each other. So Kali took that. So Kali is the person who said, what are my tools to destroy now? Because he has to destroy everything. All the religious principles. So he said this, he took, as soon as Krishna, so because he is there. Always, but he didn't get entry. But just Krishna, Swadhama Upakate, he entered. And he had tools. Because we see, whatever prospects, the entrepreneur say that, oh, I have used this and I have got success. Everybody follows that. And they also get success. Similarly, he saw that, oh, it's a very powerful tool. So, this harsh speech actually, is nowadays we see it is like a very common factor. Again, another Subhashit it is said that Priya Vakya Pradharena Sarva Tushyanti Manava. It is right. Anybody like your Rudranath Prabhu, you know, he glorifies, everybody feels nice, isn't it? Well, everybody likes that somebody should be speaking good about us. That is a general principle. It is not that it is an offense. But still, the tasmat tadeva vaktavyam, we see vachane ka daridrata. People in Kali Yuga rarely use this. Vachane ka daridrata. The Example I would like to give, that nowadays, if any function is there, so it's like it is very common that, you know, neighbors, they do not go nicely with each other, right? They always have envy. If somebody is living far away, they will not have an enmity with someone who is have a daily interactions. So if neighbor's daughter gets engaged to a very nice person, very wealthy person, and then there is a function, then the neighbor will come and in front of everybody will say, oh, very nice, your daughter is got engaged to a very wealthy person. Acha, pehle 10-15 logon ne reject kiya tha na wo. So they will use a particular, it may happen that before she might have got rejected by various people, but it's not, that is not the platform or the time where you have to speak like this. But she is very, very beautiful. Now she has got a very powerful person. So, to spoil the mood, to spoil the function, people are very expert to use the very chosen words that will pierce the heart of a person and it will spoil his mood. I remember one person who didn't say it. So, you know, like in peer pressure is very, very powerful. So, everybody of his class passed in 10th class, very nice grades. And he has passed just, you know, sort of second class. So, he always used to feel, aray yaar. So, he got guidance, so he got good friends, and he made habituated to reading and tuitions, and then in 12th he got very nice marks. So see, if somebody is topper and he gets top, no, it's not a big deal. But somebody who is not good and he gets good marks and he becomes very happy and others also become happy and it becomes a news, right? So everybody came to his house and it's a very big, very big celebration. Although you got less marks than us, but you have more marks than before. So everything is going on, somebody says, hey, but dasmi mein gadda khaya tha na tune. So he becomes, why now? So I am telling you this, and there are few people, I have witnessed it, and you know, like in our hostel, there are some people would not even go to from their room only, because they somehow will speak very nicely, are kya chal raha hai, bro, acha hai, but suddenly pull your leg, and you will be embarrassed. So Kali Yuga, nowadays, you know, these all TV serials, what is going on? They just spread this only. So, definition of satisfaction has been changed in Kali Yuga. Rather than finding happiness in others' happiness or actually finding happiness in serving others, how much I make others' life miserable, that will make me more happy. Example is our Duryodhan. Just like it is not his property, he has to just share it, but he says, I cannot give you a land which can stand on the head of the needle. And he says, on the contrary, I want to see Pandavas begging actually. And when they are begging, I will flaunt my opulence and then I will be happy. So Duryodhan is he is a chela of Kali only. And now the whole Kali is very prominent. So, amongst relatives, among the brothers, among husband and wife knows what I have to speak to make him angry. And husband also knows. Brothers knows. Because they know what he dislikes, what he likes. So what he likes, they will never say. Because they see, if I make him happy, I will be miserable. So that is Kali, exactly opposite of what the Satya Yuga is. Actual sattvic platform is not there. Example will give. Slowly this leads to harsh speech comes when we see that I am important and everybody should give me glory, garland and everything. But this doesn't happen, so they become angry. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it says, Dambho Darpo Abhimanascha Krodha Parushya Mevacha. Harsh speech is a result of Dambha. And Agyanam Chabidatascha. So, our Daksha, is a very powerful example of this. When he enters into that assembly, where he thinks, I am the head of Prajapati. He has a pride, Dambha. And the arrogance is, Darpo means, when you have pride, you actually demand. So he sees who is getting up. So everybody is getting up, but Shiva doesn't get up. So suddenly, Abhiman, everybody got up. So the point, what is the difference between Dambha and Abhiman is, so if you have a pride, and that nobody is giving me, sort of everybody should give me, and many people give you obeisances or maybe glory or praise, you said, and somebody doesn't give you neglect. You focus on positive, oh, he has given. But arrogance means why he has not given. So he focuses on that. And that gives up the crowd. But he is very intelligent. He says, if I speak in anger, I will demean myself. So he justifies his word. See what he says? Shrutayam brahma rishu me sahadeva sahagnayaha sadhunam brutayo vruttam na agyanat na cha mastarat. Here Brahma, Rishi, Deva, Agni, all sadhus, hear me. Whatever I am saying, it is not out of ignorance and not out of envy. But what he speaks then, nirapatrapaha, stabdena, dushita, this is all krodha coming on. And the next step is agyana. He goes on and on and on, and he forgets that who is he, whose son he is, and he calls his father Parameshti. The greatest teacher told me to marry my daughter to this Lord Shiva, that's why I did it. Otherwise I would never wanted to do that. So he hesitated to call his father. That is ignorance. So now we see what so many people keep their parents in old age home, or even they fight. Now what not people may be doing. I mean, so respect has gone now, long back. So it is said that now in Kali Yuga people's height will reduce, but the pride will increase like anything. False ego. All the anartha will go to the heights. Unimaginable heights. So this is the second very powerful symptom of Kali. We have to be very careful, because in one lecture Maharaj, Radhanath Swami Maharaj was telling that in the Bali Maharaj episode, he said Krishna didn't become satisfied with two steps, Vamande. He says, everything I have, but you have not given your false ego. You have not given up false ego yet. So we may actually give everything, but we will never give our false ego. It is the last thing we will give up. So Maharaj said, it is like a big mountain. So giving opulences which we have acquired in this life, we may give it like just no weight, but false ego we are developing layer on layer on layer from so many lifetimes. It has become such a big burden, mountain weight, that we cannot lift it even if we want to. We are unable to move it. Unless we take shelter of Krishna, then he who can lift Govardhan Hill, he can lift it. So even we are fully dependent on Krishna even for anartha nivritti. That's why it is said, when many times the disciples of Prabhupada asked him, Prabhupada, when will lust go? When will lust go? Prabhupada says, Krishna Icha. So many times, in the sense, we have to surrender in such a way that these anarthas will be lifted by Krishna. So he said that as a sadhaka, in particularly Kali Yuga, we have to be very careful not to become proud. So we have to see pride as, just like in Yatra we carry ranger, that speaker. When its battery goes, what happens? It makes sound and the light, red light, goes on. That means it needs recharge. Similarly, whenever we are proud, we are angry at someone, whenever we see, oh, something, you know, we know that now we are expecting some honor. That is a red light. In the sense, our spiritual credits need recharge. We need chanting, hearing. I mean, because fall comes after pride. Pride means next is fall. So, Maharaj says we have to be very careful. The moment it happens, see, battery needs recharge. So, now we come to the point where this is Kali Yuga, the powerful symptom of hard speech and ignorance. So, what Krishna expects us to do to come out of this hard speech and the ignorance? In Muchukunda pastime, we see that Muchukunda had fought with demons from the side of demigod for thousands of celestial years. And then so much so that when he was relieved, he came back and he saw that all his relatives, wives, children, friends, everybody has died, gone back. Then he was tired for not sleeping for so many years. So he slept for another thousand so many years, so many of years. Then he got up and he came out, he saw that Kali Yuga started. Everything has reduced. And then he apparently sees Krishna. So he says, life is perfect. Because darshan of Krishna means, unless you are purified, you can't see Krishna. So he says, none. But Krishna says, no. He says, kshatriya dharma stito jantum. He instructs him, ki kshatriya dharma stito, situated in kshatriya dharma, so jantu nevadhar, you have killed so many jantu, living entities. Mrugi adibhi, when you were hunting, and adibhi means, many times in war, you have killed so many living entities. So that means you have accumulated sinful reactions now. So now what you do, samahitastat tapasaha. Full focus, you do now austerities. So that jahi agham, all sinful reactions will be eradicated. And mad ashrayat, mad upashrita. Take my shelter. So he may say, now I have seen you. Everything is over now, isn't it? So there should not be any sinful reaction in me. I have already taken your darshan. But Krishna says, no. The lesson for us is that a person who has done so much welfare activity in such service, actually, so demigods are representatives of Krishna. So he helped them. Still now Krishna is saying, you have done your duty, but you have got contaminated. So you have to do bhakti. So Krishna says next verse that in next life you will become an exalted brahmana where you will be focused completely. So now you are not, because you are this life karma is with you, so you won't be able to focus more. Next life you will be, I assured you, you will be a brahmana, a Vaishnava, who will focus completely, and then you will come back to me. So the point what I want to make is, right now, whoever human being is there, he should ask question to himself. What am I doing right now? What is my goal of life? If you ask anybody and if he says, so different answers will come. And somebody will say, but this is very common, that yes, of course, sense gratification. In the sense, I want to enjoy everything to the large extent. Nobody even has imagined, I want that. So Shastra says, this is common, this is very normal. It's not special. Everybody gets the chance to enjoy senses. Just like yesterday our Gopinath Chandra Prabhu said, Labdhva sudurlam idam bahu sambhavante manushyam adhruvam. So manushya janma we have got after bahu sambhavante. Many, many lifetimes we have already gone through. And this sudurlabha, very rare human form we have got, which has to be cherished in the sense. Manushyam arthadam, it is very useful to make a solution out of it. Complete solution to birth and death cycle. You can come out of it. Although it is anityam. So become a dhira and turunam yate na patet anumruttu yavan. Till the time his body is not dead, you do bhakti only. That's like Krishna says, it is important. So you do whatever, that is also give you reaction, pious credit, but Krishna says that's not, I want to do bhakti. Nishreyasaya. And people say sense gratification. Vishaya khalu sarvatasyat. This facility is available in all species of life. So that is should not be our goal. If somebody says, okay, I want to help others in such a way that they can sort of satisfy their senses without any difficulty. In the sense, so many activities. Like, once in a Gurukul there were four students. They were being taught so many knowledges. I know, like Gurukul, so many things were being taught. So they were going home, but in between there was a jungle. So while going through jungle, they saw that there were some bones here and there. So one person said, "Arey, I know, I can arrange this bone in such a way that this animal can be recovered." So he arranges. And somebody, then after arrangement, some other person say, "Oh, I can put everything, the flesh and then, blood and everything." So he does it. Third person said, he says, "Oh, I know the power now. I'm expert in putting life in that." The fourth person said, "Our south. You know what are you doing?" Today, yes, we are giving life. This is a social welfare activity. You know, he's died. We are giving him opportunity. He says, "Okay, do one thing. Let me climb this tree, then you do that." So he says, "Okay." So he thinks, Kali Yuga person, he thinks, let him go. He tells to other three person. Otherwise, he will take unnecessary credit. Because when a lion gets alive, lion will ask, "Who has helped me?" We three helped him. He has not helped him, so he will get an unnecessary reward. So let him climb. And as soon as the lion gets up, so he thinks, "I was dead, now I am alive, and these three people are there." So he thinks, "Am I dreaming or they are mad? Because they are anticipating and looking at me." So the unusual situation, because he sees that whenever I see men run away from me, they are standing near me. So basically, so when he roars, they start shivering, and then he understands they are mad people. Unnecessary, they have woken me up, so he eats them up. The point what I'm making is, see, sort of, something which we do, if that very thing will kill us, that is not beneficial, isn't it? They help him to get alive, but he himself, he killed them. Few people, have that what I wanted to say is, if suppose I have a chivda packet, and somebody, "Okay, you want chivda? Take this." This is a very common practice. This is our chivda mila. The expired. Okay. So generally what happens? Generally people give because it is not useful for them. Expired. Okay. Let him enjoy. Getting what I... So the point is, bhakti is important for everybody. But if you just do something which... We give people something other than bhakti, it is not useful for us. It will kill us. Because that propensity, just like that lion, has devoured them who wanted to help him. Similarly, instead of giving them bhakti and doing bhakti, janma sarthakari karav para upakar, we wanted to give something else, thinking that it is beneficial for him. He will kill you. That he will devour your propensity to do devotional service. So bridge preaching, that's what I'm saying. So unless we have Vidura, Kashyap, in the sense, a backup system, it's very difficult. So in another angle, we don't have time, but if another angle, if that fourth person would have been sort of understood, we can do something. Okay, you want to do bridge preaching? Let us all climb down a tree and you chant mantra from there. And he will woke up and he'll... So the point of what I'm making is, Unless we have a backup support, we should not venture into such an activity which will devour us, our propensity to do bhakti. That's what I wanted to do. So, this is the second thing, what someone may say that I wanted to do as a goal. And then somebody may say, oh, jnana. So actually, we have seen jnana, forcefully makes someone proud. You know? Somebody is jnani, he becomes proud. So and of course, when it is used in Krishna service, that is good. But without Krishna service, jnana always patantyadha anadrata yusmutangraya. So, without, only jnana is also very dangerous. Somebody say, oh, I want mystic powers, yogic powers by sense control. It is also like a process which will not help, which will be helpful for some time. It's like, gold is there which is impure. You cannot make it pure by washing it with Ariel. Usko Ariel se dho diya. What will happen? The external part will may shine, but internal there will be purity. So to make that gold pure, you have to throw it in fire, not washing outside. So yogic power, sense control without Krishna bhakti, again, they will sprout. Like, we see Vishwamitra Muni, his progress towards, till Brahma Rishi, he always had a fall. Kama, Krodha, and then magnanimity. But later when he actually served Lord Ram, he served him by telling him stories, historical stories. Then he became perfect. He became perfected and actually Mitra of everybody. Vishwamitra, he became, when he actually helped, served Lord Ram. Before that he was Amitra of himself only. Because he was not doing any benefit to himself. So, till that time, so that gold needs fire of bhakti. Then the all seeds will be burned, never to sprout again. So next question is, then if you understood what we should do is bhakti, then how we should do bhakti? So after what comes of how? If you say, chalne do side by side, enjoyment also and bhakti also. So it will take lot of time, millions of lifetime, and also there is a possibility of doing, again falling into maya. So we have to be serious. So Krishna says, shunvata shraddhaya nityam grunatascha so cheshtitam. So, the bhakti will, we will progress when this so cheshtitam will come. Otherwise by force, oh, he is pulling me, or he is inspiring me, that is all good for some time. But unless shravanam kirtanam done, shraddhaya, with faith, regularly, and so cheshtitam, I have to do it. Seriousness. It is very difficult. Kale na ati dirgandu. Oh, kala bohut badega. Second thing, we may say, oh, I do, but comparing. Oh, always I have a competitive mind. Oh, when I progress more than him, so it brings envy. So that matsarya will actually, is an obstacle. Matsar is an obstacle in our devotional service, because we'll offend. Just because we won't want him to progress more than us. So, vimatsara is important. So seriousness, how we should do is bhakti, very serious, and vimatsara, non-envy. And then, the most important is, if for a long period of time when we are doing bhakti, then this why is very important. Why? So there are also, like Prabhupada said, many people come to bhakti because artho arthar jigyasut. If their main, the thing which was giving, which is giving them more pain, that is solved, they say Hare Krishna. they never come. Some economical problem was there, that is solved, then they go, or something, various things. So the point what I'm making is, we have to focus more than what and how, of course, but why. It will be the continuous thread to our progress. So our Gajendra says, why I want to do bhakti in the sense. He said, Jiji Vishe Naham Iha Moyakim. He says, I want to. So when he sees that, first he struggles very hard, as if he is in Indra body. I mean, in the elephant body cannot enjoy much in the sense. But he, so every creature thinks that his life is very precious. So he fights like that. But when he sees that nothing is doing, then he understands, oh, I don't want to leave at all. So after few prayers he speaks like that. First he, oh, save me or something. Now he says, Jiji Vishe Naham, I don't want to leave. Iha, in this life, Amuya, even in next life, in this material world. Kim, what is the value? Antar bahishcha avrute ibhayonya. Ibhayonya means elephant body. I am internally and externally covered by this body of ignorance. So actually, whatever, if it is elephant body or man body, demigod body. Of course, the gross and subtle coverings are the coverings of ignorance only. So this applies to each and everyone. So what I have to do, he says, I want Ichhami Kalena na yasya viplavas tasyatma loka avaranasya moksham. I want eternal liberation from this covering of ignorance. Because even Kala cannot destroy that. So influence of time had effect on each and everything in this world except ignorance of jiva. So he says, Gajendra, this is possible only when you give me your mercy. So we see in Nahusha or our Gajendra, Indra or anybody else who wants complete sort of purification in the sense of removal of ignorance, then we have to approach Krishna. By his mercy only we can get mercy of Guru, and he can actually remove ignorance. That's why we said always, Divya Jnana Hride Prakashito. How it comes? Divya Jnana Prada. Chakshudana Dilo Yai Janme Janme. So, who gives Chakshudana? The Guru. And a Prema Bhakti, that when Prema Bhakti comes, that gives actually avidya vinashayate. So this is a very powerful process. We cannot have chakshudan unless we actually approach. We don't have first relation with Guru. Every living entity has first relation with Krishna. So when he approaches Krishna, let me get out of it. Please help me. Then Guru comes. So first we, how much we please Krishna, that much mercy through Guru we get, that much we become purified, and that prema bhakti will, in proportion, will remove our ignorance. So our main problem is ignorance, and that has to be go through process. So in the, that's why we'll conclude here, that this whole thing, in the process of learning all the scriptures, when we connect things and make a formula, then only thing remains is an application. So first, so many years may go through just linking. What am I doing? Just how things function. If I put hand, current here, then oh, it's pleasing. Or maybe I'm have a good thought process. So we make, or either we don't do that, you do more this. So the conclusion we here comes that, as Krishna proposes Muchkunda, you do madashraya penance. Take my shelter and do austerity. Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhet yasmat brahma saukhyam. So tapasharya is told, but what tapasya is very important. The person who is helping everybody, I mean, all kind of social activities are also tapasya. I mean, that's also good. So we are not proposing to become immoral or discompassionate. Real, we have to become real compassionate and non-envious, so that we can do Janma Sarthak and Parupkar. Both should happen. Thank you very much. I'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nithai God, Premanande. Any question if you can ask?
Hare Krishna, there is an announcement, request for prayers. The father-in-law of His Grace Vaikunth Lok Prabhu, I think everybody knows Vaikunth Lok Prabhu, his father-in-law, Mr. Premji Babaria, has been hospitalized since last 5 days, and he's been detected with COVID-19, and the situation is turning critical. He's requesting everyone to please request for the physical and spiritual well-being of his father-in-law. Hare Krishna.
Every record of it. Every record of it.